Governor Andrew Cuomo says legalizing recreational marijuana won't be part of the state budget this year. New York faces a $15 billion budget deficit due in large part to the coronavirus pandemic. Karen DeWitt reports lawmakers are looking to borrow money short term to help pay state bills and give out funds to schools and hospitals.
Cuomo was asked about the fate of the legal cannabis bill during his daily briefing on the coronavirus.
Not likely.
The news disappointed advocates, including the Drug Policy Alliance, but the group's Melissa Moore says it's understandable.
Given the public health crisis that's happening right now and our policymakers' efforts to contain COVID-19 in New York and how that's demanding so much of their full attention, rightfully so, I think not moving to legalize cannabis through the budget process right now, makes sense.
She says her group is more focused right now on helping the people they advocate for who have suffered from the effects of the decades-long criminalization of the drug. Moore says she hopes lawmakers will return to the Capitol later this year to legalize marijuana. Opponents are pleased, including the national group Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM. Dr. Kevin Sabet, the group's president, says it would be irresponsible to legalize the drug now.
It makes no sense to legalize something that actually makes people's lungs worse and hurts their immune system.
Sabet says allowing the vaping of cannabis as well as tobacco-based products needs to be reconsidered. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.